Hello everybody and welcome to episode 84 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on the 27th of July 2008. So now to tell you what I've been up to since I recorded my last podcast. I've been up to many things. I've been up to Scotland with my other half Mike. I've tried to cycle down to London with my other half but didn't quite get there. I've done more double photos for my Wetsuit Lads website, which I've still to go online, and I have also started doing an online video blog, again with my boyfriend Mike. I'll just do a quick plug for that now, but I'll tell you more about it later. The gist for is on YouTube, so it's youtube.com/GordonandMike, and you spell and, A-N-D, not the other way of doing it, and then you'll see videos on it. So far I've got two videos on it, but I'll get into that a little bit later on. So now I'll tell you what we got up to when we went up to Scotland. So now, as always, to jump back in time, all the way back to the 13th of this month, which is basically the day that me and Mike went up to Scotland. So basically our day started about 8 o'clock, I think we got to bed, so we both sort of had to make sure we had everything ready. Mike had to have a shower, so did I, and then we basically set off in the car. Mike really doesn't like long car journeys, he gets bored and a bit car sick, and going to Scotland is quite a long car journey, it's about a few hundred and something miles. So we basically set off at Mike's house and basically had to drive all the way up the A1 and then the A1M, and we kept on going and going and going basically until we got to Scots Corner. So then we got to Scots Corner, we stopped and basically had some sandwiches and went to the toilet, and then from there we sort of went back on ourselves a little bit to a nice place in Yorkshire called Richmond, which again, if you go to my website www.gordon-valentine.com, click on photos of me 2008 and you'll see lots of photos that we took there. So basically, we went a nice walk around there. As I said, we took lots of nice double photos of each other. We also went around Richmond Castle. And then after that, we got back in the car and set off the next part of our journey. We were there for about 2 hours all in all, which wasn't bad. It was, you could have spent a lot longer there, but it was, if you spent too long there, then we couldn't have basically got to Scotland. We'd have run out of time. And then we basically drove along the A66, which basically goes right over the top of the Pennines, I think it's called. So it goes that high, but years pop, it gets that high. And also, it's got like electronic snow gates, so when it gets bad during the winter they basically suck the road off, and it's also got snow poles on each side of it. And then we kept on driving, and then I think we basically kept on going until we got to a place called Gretna. So basically went there because they've got a sort of like a factory outlet place, so it sort of sells lots of things. So we had a look around the shops, main things for we got. Mike got himself a pair of sunglasses, which full price had been £70, but he got them for £10. He got a pair of walking boots, I got a new pair of shoes with the ones I had, and sort of fast wearing, I could feel them sort of getting worse and worse as even driving up there, so I thought I'd better get some before they pack in. And then we went up to a stop, the next place called Moffat, which is about 50 miles from Glasgow, so we just had a sort of quick look around there. I used to go there once in a while when I was younger and holidaying the way down to Lake District, so it was nice to have a look around there. And we also stood in front of the World's Narrowest Hotel, which, again, if you look at my video blog that I started, you'll see us standing outside of it and whatever else. And then from there, we basically kept on driving and driving and driving until we got to a place just out of Glasgow, just to have like one last toilet break before we set on the rest of the bit, which sort of takes you along the M74, and then somewhere from Otway, then onto the M8, and then from there, we sort of went through Glasgow to my parents' house in Clarence. So we got there at 7 o'clock, but we sounded like a hell of a lot of time of driving. By the time we sort of stopped at Richmond, stopped at Moffat, stopped at Gretna, sort of, we had lots of different breaks in it, so instead of it being one long car journey, it was lots of small car journeys. And when we got to Clarence, sort of me and my Mike gave my mum a nice kiss hello and said hello to my dad, and my mum and very nicely cooked us both dinner, so it was very nice. So we sort of had a mini family meal, sort of with my mum and dad and my younger brother Craig, but not Douglas. And then after that, we basically had to do the rest of the 10-mile drive from Clarn to the Cavern Slight near to Aberfoyle, which basically we've been mining Mike's home for a week. So we basically put the bikes in the back of my car on the bike rack and then drove down there. My parents sort of came in afterwards just to sort of remind me how to like turn the gas on, turn on the water and everything else, because I hadn't stayed in the caravan for about 4 years, and also they wanted to check that I definitely had a caravan key, because I knew I had a caravan key, but I still had to go hunting for my sort of piles of keys and hope I got the right one. So then after that, we basically said goodbye to my mum and dad, and then we sort of basically went, sort of had a quick walk around the caravan site and stuff like that. So that was basically day one of our holiday, which was quite eventful. And again, there's a sort of a video version of this on my website, which is quite good, because it's sort of actually got videos of us during the day as we're doing. So you got a bit of us in Richmond, you got a bit of Arns and Gretna, and you got a bit of us on the way from Gretna getting lost in the car, which sort of filmed me sort of looking really serious, thinking, oh god, where are we going? And then we filmed a little bit in Moffat, and that was basically it. So now I'll go on to day two of our holiday in Scotland. So then, now on to day two of our nice holiday in Scotland. Our original plan had been on the second day would have been to go to sort of Stirling, maybe the Falkirk Wheel, but we both sort of decided that we'd both had enough in sort of car during the day before, and we didn't want to be in the car again. So basically, instead of doing that, we basically put on some sexy cycling gear. Well, I say it's sexy, Mike just wears it to keep me happy. And then we cycled from the caravan site, which is just outside Aberfoyle, to Aberfoyle, and then from there we went up route number 7 through the Queen Elizabeth Forest Park. Well, if you've never been in that place, the road sort of is really, really bendy. The best, so really steep, and it was quite funny. Mike was getting up at Nopal Mile, I was like, just trying to get up at base, sort of running out of breath. I always find it when you're not on tarmac road and it's sort of dirt, it's a lot harder to sort of keep yourself going, because if you hit a rocky scooter, you're going to fall off. And also, I normally have like pedals of toe clips, sort of clipless pedals, and your feet sort of clip into them. But this bike sort of had pedals where you sort of slide your feet in and out, sort of, I can't really describe it. But so basically, I hadn't got used to sort of putting my feet in and out, so when I stopped, I had trouble getting going again. So that was what we did sort of during the day. And again, on the video blog, there's a video of it, cycling stuff, so you see us both in our cycling gear. And then when we got back, oh yeah, also when we were there, sorry, we saw a thing called Goat 8, which looked like real fun, so we ended up doing that, but I'll get onto that later on in the podcast. So then we basically cycled back to the caravan site, and then sort of sat in there for a while, sort of had a little bit of tweet, but not much. And so Mike played on his DS, and I was sitting there getting a bit bored. So then after that, we went to the east side of Loch Lomond, sort of stopped in a place called Balmahar, and then from there we sort of walked up a bit of the West Town Way, and sort of went a nice walk up there and had some nice look around. So that, Mike wasn't in sort of a photo mood, so I've got one photo of that, and which is on my website, just one photo of me. So that was basically day two of our holiday. So now on to day three of our holiday. Yes, I know, I've been up to lots and lots and lots. So basically today, we ended up sleeping in a bit late because Mike's alarm didn't go off because his phone went flat, which, well, we should have seen it coming, because when your phone doesn't have a network, it does have app going flat, but it's constantly going, where's my network gone? Sort of uses lots of batteries up. So basically, we decided to maybe sort of head into Stirling and go to the Falkirk Wheel and also try and get to Wallace Monument. So basically, set off in the car, we got into Stirling, and the place I normally parked in now has got parking meters, so I just basically decided to bugger it, I couldn't be bothered paying, so we basically got back in the car and then set off to find the Falkirk Wheel, which I found eventually, but the signpost took so far and they just stopped. So we had to sort of, I think we had a really long way to get there, to be quite honest. This is my third or fourth time being to the Falkirk Wheel, which is really good. If you've never been, it's basically the world's only and tallest revolving boat lift. It basically moves the boat from one canal, and sort of a big lift up to the next canal. And I've been there many times, I've never actually been on it, but we actually decided to get a boat on it. And so basically it takes you on the bottom lock, and then takes you up on the wheel, and then sort of through a tunnel, and then back down again. So we went in that, which is really good. That took us just over an hour. We did film some of that, but we haven't got into putting that on our video bit yet. And then after that, we went to the Wallace Monument, which is basically a really big monument of 200 and something steps from the bottom to the top. So we went up that, but you couldn't believe just how damn windy it was. I've been up there before, and it's been windy, but never quite that windy. You were sort of standing up there, you could have been at the top of a mountain, it was that windy, you were sort of getting basically blown everywhere. So again, we sort of did a bit of filming up there just to show how badly it is, but again, that's not online yet. But when it is, you know, see one bit we're sort of down and a bit we're not in the wind, and you're just walking up to the top, and oh my, if you hear us speak on the video, I'll be amazed that it's that damn windy. So that was basically day three. So now we're going to what we did on day four. So now what we did on day four, which have been the Wednesday, yeah, definitely the Wednesday. So basically today we sort of couldn't really quite make up our mind what to do, so sort of looked at the weather and it was sort of one of these days where sort of it might rain, it might not. We had been hoping to climb up Ben Lomond, but we just sort of looked at the weather and thought, well, if we did climb up, it would get to the top when you wouldn't see anything, because from the caravan site you can see Ben Lomond, but you can see by looking at it, the top of it was absolutely covered in cloud, and so it's probably raining. So we decided instead to go to Goat 8, which I'd never ever done before, and let's just say, if you ever get the chance to do it, or you're sort of near one of the Goat 8s, I highly recommend you do it. Basically, what it is, you've got sort of, you connect, you got sort of harnesses and stuff, and you basically sort of climb up rope ladders where you have them shoes, and you got sort of aerial runway things and stuff like that. So basically, We did that, it was like £25 each, which may sound a lot, but it took us about 2 hours to get around, and it's amazing. The one in Aberfoyle also has got the two longest zip wires in Britain at 425 metres each. So basically, got one to get you at the start, to get you to the start of it, and one to get you back again. So it's also a good way to get into it, because you basically drop yourself in the deep end going flying down this thing. It's amazing how high up yours was. On the way down, to be honest, I didn't really see what was below me, because I was like, oh my god! Because I was quite scared, to be quite honest. And then we went around it, which was absolutely amazing. If you look at my website again, there's photos of me on it. We didn't get any of Mike, mainly because I was really panicking that I was going to drop my camera, taking pictures and everything else, and he was sort of a lot more confident than I was. So that was basically that day, which was amazingly good fun, to be honest. So now we get on to the next day, which was our last day of our holiday. So now on to day 5 of our holiday in Scotland. So basically today we went back into Stirling again because we couldn't think of what else to do. We sort of had a quick look around their sort of Thistle Shopping Centre, got some stuff to drink, and Mike also got some stuff for stomach because he did an upstate stomach for the past day. So we thought, while we're sort of in a belt up here near Boots, which is a chemist, we better get some stuff for that. And then we walked up to Stirling Jail, which I think this is my third time doing it, but I can only actually remember the two houses. But the first time we did it, I was a little kid, so it's basically really good. You get sort of an actor person who sort of like runs through what it used to be like, and he sort of keeps changing his clothes and changing his voice and stuff. So that was really good. Again, I'll post a link on when we do the video blog. I'll post a link about it on that. And again, we did a bit of speaking about that. And then after that, we did Stirling Castle, which, in my opinion, is far better than Edinburgh Castle, but it's probably bigger than Edinburgh Castle, and you've just got far more to look around, and also, I don't think it's expensive, and also, since it's not as touristy as Edinburgh, it's not as busy, to be honest. So that was basically what we did in Stirling, and after that, we drove back to Clern, sort of to say thank you to my parents to sort of let us use the caravan, because we knew we wouldn't see them next day, because we had sort of an early start to drive back down to Scotland again. So that was basically that day out of the way. So that now takes us on to Friday, which is basically just driving back from Aberfoyle all the way back down to Stanford again. So on the way back, to be honest, we didn't stop that many places. The only place we stopped at was Gretna again, just basically to sort of stretch our legs. And then we basically kept on going until we got to Scots Corner. We stopped, and when we got there, we went to Burger King and got some food, basically, because I was starting to feel really knackered, and it's not nice when you drive in the car and you can almost feel yourself nodding off. I didn't nod off, I must admit, thank God, but I was getting a bit close to nodding off, so we basically stopped there and got some food, as I said. And then we kept on driving down the A1. Most of it's pretty okay, but you got to a place called Working, I think it is, which they're sort of widening the motorway from 2 to 3 lanes, so we got to there and it was just like really slow for a bit, and I was just like stop, start. And then after that, we stopped at the service station to put petrol in the car, and then we sort of had a quick look at map and decided that we wanted to sort of stop somewhere on the way back. So we basically went to Sherwood Forest. Is it basically sort of place that the Robin Hood sort of thing's based around, sort of that place, which it wasn't quite as good as I thought it would be. It was sort of a bit of a wood, which apparently is one of the oldest woods in Britain, with a major oak tree again, which is meant to be really old. But it was nice to stop the car, and then basically from there we went down to all the way down to Stanford. So I was really glad when he got out of the car, because spending that length of time in the car is absolutely knackering. So that was basically our fantastic holiday in Scotland. So again, I'll do a plug for our video blog, which is on YouTube. So it's youtube.com/GordonandMike. On it. So far I've got 2 videos on it, which is not too bad, but the other videos you've got looked forward to, so the rest of the days of holidays look forward to it, and you've also got videos from us trying to cycle down to London, which is what I'll get on to in the next bit of the podcast. So then, on the 20th of July, we'd been planning about it for a while, we decided to try and cycle from Mike's house in Peterborough down to London. This is where it all went, overall it was really good, but the only bad thing is we only got as far as Stevenage, which from Peterborough down to Stevenage on bike it took us 70 miles. This is where I think we went a bit wrong, but overall later on I was going for Stanford, so we're signing around about, we said 56 miles from Stanford, and Stanford's further north than Peterborough, so how the hell it took us 70 miles just to get from Peterborough to Stevenage, that's the one, how it took us 70 miles just to get there, I really don't know, but we're hoping to get all the way to London, but we basically ran out of daylight. So it's basically, a lot of it's down to that, we kept getting lost, because there's a lot of, worse than the full cycle network, and it has a nasty habit of just stopping, it doesn't even tell you that it has stopped, so then you've got to sort of look at maps to work out where you are, then work out how to get on to the next bit. So basically, next time we do the cycle, we're going to plan it all out better, and we're actually going to get to London. We've decided we're going to get there, so we're going to follow the route. We'll have a better look at the map even, work it away, so it'll make it sorter and go a more direct loop. But even getting to Stevenage wasn't bad, but we sort of started the cycle at 9:30 and got to Stevenage about 7 o'clock, I think it was. So basically, we got there and basically started running out of daylight, so we still had this little fun job of getting through London. So basically, we went to Stevenage train station, basically paid and took our bikes on the train, went down to London's King's Cross. And from there, we walked over to London St Pancras and then used the not the underground train, it's an underground normal train. It basically went from there to London Bridge. And then we got another train from there to basically Mike's house, where his sister very nicely came and met us. We've only been to Mike's house about 4 times, and both weren't quite too sure to get there, to be honest. And then when we got there, what did we do? Oh yeah, basically not but it was back time, so it's up 10 o'clock, so basically said also Mike's mum watched TV, Mike's mum went to bed, and then we both basically stayed up for a while chatting, watching TV before going to bed. And the next day we basically, what did we do? We sort of cycled down to where Mike's mum worked, said hello to her. And then we used the Greenwich Ferry to get to sort of Goring Park that Mike remembered when he was young. But as he said, he hadn't been there a long time. And when he was young, it seemed really big. But when he went there, it was like sort of really quite small. So of all things, sort of played in swings for a while. And then we went back into where Mike, or a little looking over the names, so we went back to where Mike's mum works again, sort of had a sort of look around London's Thames Bar, which is quite funny. Mike's used to live in London, but he'd never actually been there, so we went there. And then we went to Sainsbury's to get some booze, not for either of us two, so for his granddad, his granddad really likes whiskey, so he got some of that. And then we called in to see his granddad, which I've seen him before, so it's quite nice sort of seeing him again. And then after that, we sort of cycled back to Mike's house, which, the thing about this bit of London is there's a really steep hill when you got to cycle up it, and it's a bloody knackering getting up. So when we basically got back to Mike's house, we sort of sat down for a while, and then his mum very nicely cooked his dinner. So that was basically that day out of the way. And then the next day, which was their Tuesday, we basically had the fun of getting a bike all the way through London. So it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, because I thought it might be really busy on sort of trains. So I was okay. So I was really impressed because I've used NASA the first number of times sort of when they took all these courses. They used to be junior, and I really slated them off. I must say they seem to have got the act together. Basically, the night before we booked tickets, sort of for our reserved seats and to take our bikes, it was like £10.50 each to get from Peterborough to London, from London to Peterborough even, which is damn good. And also, when you put the bikes on, you sort of, since you've got reserved bits for your bike, you put them in a sort of nice bike stand thing. And when we got to Peter, the bikes, we got to Peterborough bang on time, which is also very good. And when we got off, the last time I did it, I had to sort of run down to get my bikes. Mike sort of ran down, but then we got there, somebody had already nicely taken the bikes off the train as well, was waiting us for. So that's basically it. And I've done some other stuff as well, but I can't really think of what. And as for this podcast, it's the longest podcast ever, I think. It's nearly, well, it's just gone over 18 minutes long, which is bloody long. So I'll do one last plug for my video blog, so mine and Mike's video blogs, I say. It's www.youtube.com/GordonandMike. And if you have a look at it, I mean, it's appreciated. And if you do subscribe, which I really want you to do, and also can you please post some comments. So that's it for this podcast, my longest podcast ever. And I'll speak to you all very soon. Goodbye.